Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to me, thanks for listening to me. Because, you know, you're listening. Okay, so, my last episode I was talking about how I was quitting vaping, mainly because my vape broke. On top of the fact that I already made the resolution that I was going to stop vaping as soon as I ran out of the juice. I'm always a person who reflects on my life and all of the choices that I make, because I want to be a better person. I know that I started vaping simply because it was on the end of the pandemic and I was mildly depressed because everything was going wrong. And hindsight is 2020, even though I started vaping in 2021, 22. I still haven't figured that out yet. I didn't really write down an exact date. I just know that there was a lot of things going on at that time and I was trying to get back into a routine, and old habits die hard, especially when they're comfortable and predictable and you know exactly what to expect. When you've been thrust out of chaos, so to speak. But anyway, like I was saying, I was reflecting on my old habits, and I noticed that I always go through fits and spurts of smoking and drinking, and I am a self-proclaimed binge addict. But it was kind of like when I was thinking about going from eating 2 pounds of bacon a day. Like, literally, we had to go back to the store and buy another pack of bacon because it was like, there's not enough bacon. But anyway, I had eliminated pork from my diet, and one good piece of advice that I can give to anybody that's trying to kick a bad habit is to find a replacement. And I had gone a long time without drinking coffee. And I was drinking tea. But with coffee, it's not just the caffeine for me. It's the inherent sweetness. It's almost like drinking hot cocoa, but it's not as sweet. So I had stayed away from hot cocoa for a long time, probably because the milk in it made my stomach upset. But I'm trying to get you to understand that for me, drinking tea was normal. It was more medicinal. It was something that you do when you don't feel good. It wasn't a hot drink replacement. It was medicine to me. Coffee, on the other hand, it's kind of like, oh, I want to nestle up and drink some hot cocoa. But for me, I wanted to drink coffee. But I had always found the correlation between the caffeine and the coffee and my headache, blurry vision, and just rushing thoughts, racing thoughts. So now I'm noticing that there's this mushroom thing, mud water, and there's quite a few alternatives that I think are rather interesting that I think I'm going to try. I want to know what they taste like. I know mushrooms have the ability to taste like all kinds of things simply because I was vegan for 2 years, which is what I was kind of alluding to when I was mentioning the fact that I had to give up the bacon. But the bacon, oh my God, the bacon does a number on your brain, man. It makes you just forget all kinds of stuff. It's just crazy. Bacon. Oh, bacon. But being vegan for 2 years made me realize that while I was replacing all of those meats and dairy products, that I was replacing salts and sugars. So it was very easy for me to just eat a large salad, and I mean gorge myself on salad with sweet bell peppers and salty red leaf lettuce. It actually is salty when you do it like that, and then you cover it in lemon juice and lime juice and raisins and all kinds of natural fruits, and it's just awesome. And then you make smoothies with kale and other greens, and that's how you get your calcium. And I couldn't believe it. I felt better than ever when I was vegan, but I couldn't maintain it because I couldn't go to the grocery store and get my vegetables. I didn't trust Instacart to get my vegetables. I couldn't tell them which stall in the West Side Market to go to get my mushrooms and my fruit, or where to go get my spices and my seaweed wraps and all of that stuff. I had gotten into the habit of going to the store and getting those things myself, because I knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted my food to look like. And entrusting that into somebody else, it was difficult. I would get the lettuce from the store, but it was never the same. It wasn't the same quality that I would get, and I lost interest. I no longer had joy in it, so why would I continue? It was easier for me to stave off the disappointment of lackluster vegetables and fruits to just order McDonald's or GoPuff or whatever. So, my focus here is a tip of when you're trying to eliminate a bad habit is to find an equal and healthy alternative. For me, my healthy alternative to bacon was, I have no idea. I just kind of stopped. It was probably a hamburger. Needless to say, it was probably something very, very salty. But when I made my grocery list, I always came up with this plan. What do I want? Something salty. Something sweet. Do I want it crunchy? Do I want it soft? Do I want it hot? Do I want it cold? These are all things to consider when thinking about what it is you're going to replace. I don't want chips. I want Triscuits. I don't want Cheez-Its. I want Triscuits. I want something else besides that. And I didn't mean to say Triscuits. I meant Wheat Thins. I love Wheat Thins. And then they started coming out with those different flavors. It was awesome. And then pita chips. Oh my goodness. Delicious. Replacing something with something better is always a good idea. And to take into consideration whether or not it's salty, sweet, ooh, creamy, or citrusy, that makes all the difference. If you hit all those flavor notes and all those things that hit the right places on your tongue and just find a healthy alternative, like putting certain things in a smoothie, putting the smoothie in the freezer so it turns into a sorbet, it's awesome. So be encouraged that if you have some bad habits, find that replacement that's healthy, that hits the note that you're trying to hit. For me, I need to stop vaping. I'm getting tired of coughing. But I noticed with the vape fluid, it was sweet. And I noticed with the caffeine that it has a sweet flavor to it. I noticed that it was kind of like a one-to-one vape, drink, coffee. I started both of those habits back together at the same time. So, I want to know what this mud tastes like. I know I don't want to drink hot cocoa because that's just too much sugar and it makes my head hurt. I've never been one to drink a lot of chocolate or eat a lot of chocolate because, quite frankly, I don't know what it is about the caffeine and chocolate that just makes my head hurt more than coffee itself. I can drink a 32-ounce cup of coffee, but I can't eat a damn Snickers bar. It's weird. It's weird. It's probably the sugar because I don't put sugar in my coffee. I drink my coffee black. That's probably what it is. Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's the sugar. But anyway, when you're thinking about replacing these things, hit those flavor notes. The vape and the coffee were sweet. And I'm really hoping that this mud water or whatever, Joey water, whatever it is just as sweet. And then all will be right with the world. I'll have my healthy alternative. I wonder if you can drink it hot. That's something I'm going to have to look into. Although I do love me some iced coffee in the summertime, I definitely my hot coffee in the wintertime. Because I'm sitting over here with some cold hands right now. So be encouraged. If you start off with a bad habit, just think about those flavor notes that you're trying to replace and find that healthy alternative that can hit it just right. And I assure you, you'll stick with the healthy habit. You'll find joy in it. If you pay attention to how your body reacts positively, It'll all be worth it in the end. And I can't wait to get back to that journey of finding those flavor notes. I already know what kind of cheese I want. Cashew. That's the only dairy alternative that deserves to be in the realm of humanity. I hate to admit it, I'm going to have to introduce some soy products, but you know, tofu's not bad. You can do some good stuff with tofu. If nobody's told you they love you today, I do. I love you.